the precious from the vile and turn away from these things that are perversions of the real blessing and the blessedness of the Lord in the experiences of the Holy Ghost and sanctification and other great works of God's grace. Friends, this is a day that we've got to turn away from these imitations and get the real. The counterfeit looks almost like the real many times, but the Word of God exposes it for what it is. And I mean to lift up my voice in Luke the 12th chapter, verse 32 through 40. Fear not, little flock, Jesus said, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lamps or lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, that they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Now Jesus was talking to his disciples, to his apostles. And I'll tell you, friends, even those great trusted followers of Jesus Christ that he gave the keys of the kingdom of God to and the revelation of the church, he told these great men that you don't know the hour when I'm coming, and I'm coming in an hour when you think not. Whenever you spiritual-minded people think not, that's when I'm coming. And he says here in verse 38, he said, if he come in the second watch or in the third watch and find them watching, blessed are those servants. That's what I've been preaching to you, friend, from the revelation of Jesus Christ and the interpretation that the Holy Ghost has moved mightily upon me in a revelation to preach to you, that we do not know whether Jesus Christ is coming at the beginning of this age of darkness that's arising, this last 7 years of trouble, that is going to bring the fulfillments of almost all prophecies in the Word of God, or whether he'll come in the midst of this age of darkness, or whether he'll come at cock crowing or in the morning. Jesus said, you don't know. But he said in verse 36 here in this scripture here from Luke 12, he said, you yourselves are like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. I'll tell you, friend, there's a lot of folks that the scriptures, the parables in the Word of God are given in such a manner, in such terminology. Jesus speaks about the wedding. He speaks here about people that are ready or not ready to go to the wedding. In Luke, the 22nd chapter, that's a great parable, and I've spoken briefly about it on a number of occasions, how Jesus said in Luke, or rather Matthew 22, that he spake a parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, but they would not come. They were filled with excuses. And then when the wedding was all ready to be, in other words, the whole wedding was prepared, everyone had made themselves ready, the son, the bride, the guests, the servants were all prepared for the wedding to take place. The Bible goes on and says in verse 11 of Matthew 22 that the king came and saw a guest. See, a wedding don't only have a king, it has a queen, and that queen is the bride. It also has guests who will be at the wedding, and it will have servants who will be at the wedding. And I'll tell you, friends, we've got to realize that out of the church is the body of Jesus Christ, but out of that body the Lord will take a rib and perfect and purify them, even as he is pure, and they will be the bride that will go when Jesus comes. And he says here, fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. How many is doing that today that's willing to sell something and give alms? They're willing to take God's money and spend it on themselves. Even many of God's people are guilty of such a thing. But I'll tell you, the Bible tells us to listen carefully to all the words of the Scripture. Even the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2, he said, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." I'll tell you, friend, we're not only supposed to listen to Jesus Christ, but he said you listen to the holy prophets and also to the holy apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must take it all, because over one-third of our Bible is on prophecy, and much of it is for our very day and for this age of darkness of 7 years that is soon arising upon this earth, and even now we are approaching it with great swiftness. Recently the Lord gave me a great revelation. Well, it's been 3 or 4 years ago, but I sought the Lord for years about this revelation about Noah's day, how Jesus said in Luke 17:26 that it would be in at his coming as it were in the days of Noah, and also as it was in the days of Lot. In 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the Lord gave me a great revelation and began it with this scripture. In 1 Peter 3:18-20, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water." Here the Lord tells us that whenever Jesus Christ died, he went down and preached to those who had been disobedient in the days when Noah was building the ark, when once the long-suffering of God waited patiently for Noah to finish this great task. Well, we read about that in Genesis 6, verse 1 in beginning. "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. In verse 5, "God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." And then God began to relate. Verse 8 said, "Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Friend, there's something happened in those days. The Bible doesn't fill in the details. But I sought God with fasting and prayer and tears for many years for God to give me the revelation that would fill in some of the details of which the Bible narrative lacks. And God gave me this great revelation. And as Noah was building this ark back in his day,